Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Jamie Bowers is here. Jamie is the Communications Director for the American Security Institute. Jamie, tell us about ASI.
So the American Security Institute covers a couple of issues. One of the issues we are concerned about is China, as we've been discussing. And we have a lot of information on our website, ChinaOwnsUs.com. And it's kind of a play on words. China owns U.S., and it refers to a lot of the resources and companies that the Chinese Communist government owns in the United States. We have a new feature on our website that your listeners might appreciate, and it's an influence map. And we have mapped out on the site all the locations where either the Chinese government owns movie theaters, or whether they own...
In the United States.
In the United States, but they own, or they're influencing universities through their Confucius institutes.
I have seen. I know presidents of colleges that have literally been giddy telling me about the relationship they were building with China. I mean, I've never seen a grown man act like a giddy eighth grade girl about anything. It's amazing how he acted. And it sent a chill through my spine, I'll tell you, to see him behaving like that. And that was before we really knew how bad it was. I want to move over there and talk a little bit about threats to democracy, period. The Hong Kong agreement had 30 more years, if I'm not mistaken, before it was to play out and before Hong Kong was supposed to be absorbed fully by China. China broke that agreement and just took over Hong Kong. Hong Kong is gone. Hong Kong, as you knew it 2 years ago, 3 years ago, it doesn't exist anymore. It was a little democracy over there that's gone now. Taiwan is next. My thoughtful, not even right-wing China experts are telling me that Taiwan is in great jeopardy. If they can take Hong Kong with impunity, if they try to take Taiwan and they do it with impunity, how will that not embolden Xi Jinping?
It absolutely will. And I think one of the challenges and one of the problems with the Biden administration approach to these things is that instead of focusing on the places where we have leverage, whether it's trade or access to markets, things like
oil.
That. He is focused.
Petroleum. Yeah, they have to have petroleum. They don't have any petroleum of their own.
Or coal.
Right.
You know, they have millions of coal-fired power plants, and we have the world's largest resource of coal. Mm-hmm. And so we have some leverage. But he's focusing on the Hong Kong, on some of the human rights violations, where we have very little leverage. I think the Hong Kong example shows us that if something is going on inside of China, the world has very little ability to influence it. And so by Biden focusing on the things that we have very little leverage on, it ends up being a lot of rhetoric, mm-hmm. but not a lot of action. And I think we need to focus on the things where we actually have leverage. We have one of the biggest consumer markets in the world.
Right.
Their factories would shut down if we aren't buying their goods.
Because of the balance of trade. Let me ask you a question. Some
exactly.
people believe
exactly.
that China is up to our ears inside our government houses in Washington. We've heard about the association of the Biden family to China. What about Congress? What about the lobbying that goes on up there? Have we already lost this game, Jamie?
I don't think we've lost the game. However, we need to even realize we're playing the game. I think there's a lot of people in Washington who don't even realize, as you said, that this is a competitive relationship.
Who else is calling it World War III besides me?
You're the one who's ringing the bell. You're the canary in the coal mine for us, Jim.
I don't think it's hyperbole. I don't think it's hysterical to call it World War III. Do you?
I don't.
I need your website again, Jamie.
ChinaOwnsUs.com.
Check it out, folks. That's a chilling URL, isn't it? Hey, Jamie, good job today. Will you come back?
I sure will.
Keep up the good reporting, and we'll see you next time. Jamie Bowers, ladies and gentlemen. ChinaOwnsUs.org is the website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.